there today, John Williams sat down with Kim Fox. She's the Cook County State's Attorney, and she's very much on the hot seat right now as it pertains to violence in the streets of the city throughout the last couple of months. Obviously, we had the looting in May into June. Now we had a very serious event that happened Sunday night into Monday night, a little bit of sporadic looting last night. And a lot of questions remain about the people who are out doing this. Do they feel any kind of consequence? Is there anything that will stop folks from coming into downtown and driving a car through a plate glass window of a major department store, or using a hammer or a brick or whatever else it is to get in and just steal whatever they've got because they don't feel as though anything's going to happen to them. As a matter of fact, at Michigan and Walton on Sunday night into Monday morning at about 2 o'clock in the morning, Monday morning, shots were fired at police by the looters to stay away while they were looting. That is a loss of control. And what can the police do? And what happened as a result of that was that 20 people from Sunday night, and you've seen the video, 20 people from Sunday night have now been charged with felonies. 20, 2-0. 2-0. And it's an absolutely astounding thing to me. Let me play cut three here, and I've got Pat O'Brien with us, Judge Pat O'Brien. He is running against Kim Fox, to be state's attorney, formerly of the Cook County State's Attorney's Office. And, Judge, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Hold on one second. Let me play this for you, and I want to get your reaction to it.
Sure.
The surprise to many is the number of cases that are brought to us isn't matching what you're seeing on your TV screens. And I understand that frustration. But what I will not do, because I think the people of Chicago deserve better, is play rhetorical games that make us feel good in the moment, but bide our time for the next wave of this if we don't take real action to address what happened the other day.
What is your reaction to that, Judge?
I have no idea what she's talking about. Is she talking about the fact that if you're poor, you get the right to riot and basically loot without any kind of consequences? I heard her talk about, once again, being the kid from Cabrini. Well, I guess I'll have to introduce myself as the kid from Austin.
Right. And again, we can all play that game in Chicago about where we grew up and who our parents were, or who they weren't, or whatever. It's irrelevant. This is the job right now. The job right now is to make sure that these streets are safe. And that is not what is happening here. And I want to get back to this issue of bail, because she also said this in terms of bail standards, and I want to get your reaction to this as well. How does this actually work? Because, again, how many years were you in the Cook County State Attorney's Office?
13.
13 years. And your top, what was your top job there?
Chief deputy of all of the criminal prosecutions.
Okay. So you have a little understanding of how this worked. Listen to this.
We were using bail, excessive bail, deviating from the Constitution for so long that it became the norm. Cook County was actually sued a couple years ago, back in 2016, because of those practices. And what you've seen in the last several years has been trying to remedy that. But the having to set an accessible bail is constitutionally rooted. Now, some people should not have bail at all, people who pose a threat to the public or are a flight risk. And those people you will see given no bail.
Okay. I don't know what the difference is, though. I mean, what she's saying constantly, she rooted that people who are given bail, you're a judge. Judges are required to determine what is a fair bail for somebody based on their income. But isn't it based on what they did?
There's a whole number of factors. It's the crime they're charged with, the background, if they have any, the circumstances of their situation economically, whether they've appeared in court before, if they have prior cases. So it's a number of factors. But the state's attorney plays a significant role in recommending bail to judges. As a judge, I know that if the state's attorney stands silent or recommends a low bond, chances are that judge is going to go with whatever is said or recommended by the attorney for the defendant. So Kim Fox is like a bystander. Her state's attorneys are not asking for appropriate bonds. In a lot of cases, they should be asking for no bond.
Well, in this, they mention in the interview, John Williams' interview this morning, Steve Bertrand did ask a question about the, a defendant right now before Cook County, a guy named Demisk Lomax, who's 25 years old. He's been charged with felony aggravated battery of a police officer, criminal damage of property, resisting police, and announcing their intention to also, they also charge him with looting. They are going to charge him with looting at some future time. Question here is, this guy got out on $500 bail. The judge set $5,000 as the bond, and he met it at $500. For all of that, given the circumstances of his case, he apparently threw a brick. He was accused of throwing a brick at a police officer, striking him in the hand, and resisting arrest while he was on Ontario Street in the melee of all of this on Sunday night. Does that seem like an appropriate bond to you?
No, it doesn't. And I'm going to add to what I understand Mr. Lomax has. He had three prior felony convictions for narcotics offenses. That's the kind of thing you would take into account as a judge in setting bail. And you would want the state attorney to basically tell you as their recommendation that they're looking for a bail that's appropriate given you've got an aggravated battery to a police officer. You've got a person because of the prior convictions who is eligible for up to 14 years in Illinois Department of Corrections, who is part of a looting scene, who threw a brick at a police officer, which injured the police officer. I would think that based upon this, there should have been a no bond because he is a danger. And then that bond should have been reviewed maybe in a week or so in order to determine after the looting and rioting has settled down, whether it's appropriate to reduce that bond and potentially give him a bond. I would think a bond of $50,000, if in fact the looting has stopped, would be an appropriate bond, which means he'd have to post $5,000.
Hold on one second for me, Judge, because I want to come back to your phone calls, to phone calls for you and also to more questions for you. Judge Pat O'Brien is running for Cook County State's Attorney as a Republican, 13 years in the Cook County State's Attorney's office, including number two in the office there. So we will talk to him, also get your phone calls and your reaction to what you heard in John Williams' interview that we played for you a little bit ago, or if you heard it firsthand on John's show this morning with Kim Fox, the Cook County State's Attorney. We're not going to get past this unless we fix this problem. The criminal justice system in Cook County and in the city of Chicago is broken. Broken. No less than that word applies. It is broken. There are people on the streets who should not be on the streets, and many of the people who are on the streets who shouldn't be on the streets are continuing to create trouble on the streets, committing crimes, involved in shootings, involved in murders, involved in looting, involved in things that they should not be involved in. And how do we stop that? And how do we be fair while we're doing it? We can do both things at once. We'll get right back to all of this. But first, here is Mary Vandeveld, traffic and weather. Trying to fix what has happened here in Chicago this summer, but over the last couple of days, very heartbreaking. Downtown, you go down Michigan Avenue now from Oak Street to River. It is essentially boarded up in that incredible, what was once known, and I hope will once again be known as the Magnificent Mile, is really now just boards up, trying to protect windows. It's crazy. And I never thought I would ever see this in Chicago, the town that I love and the town that you love and the town that we want to live in and have or want to raise our children in or our grandchildren in or around. It's a very difficult situation. A lot of the blame has been focused on Kim Fox, the Cook County State's Attorney. She was on with John Williams earlier today, defending herself and her record. And she, you can hear the full interview at WGNRadio.com. We played some of that for you a little bit earlier. But now we're talking to her opponent in November, Judge Pat O'Brien, who formerly served in the Cook County State's Attorney's office for 13 years. And I want to go back to this idea now of prosecutions and holding people. You mentioned something I thought was very interesting leading into this. You said that there can be a bond established for somebody that can be reviewed a week later if there are exigent circumstances like ongoing looting. And one of the questions that John Williams asked is, how many of these people who are out looting now were actually out doing the same thing in May or June, and nobody did anything about them? They're just back. What would be your guess on that?
Well, I would say that looking at, there were, I think, 8 cases on Sunday, May 31st, that came in, felony arrests from the rioting that particular weekend. And 3 of them were looting, 1 was a burglary, and 1 was a battery to police officer. In each of those 5 instances, the state attorney's office either didn't object or affirmatively asked the judge to set signature bonds, which means that people that were in the looting on Saturday night, brought into court the next morning, were allowed to walk out that revolving door, and if they wanted to, go and continue the looting that was going on Sunday. So for the state's attorney to talk about how she handled the looting cases, I would just look to that one day and say, that's a failure. She should not be state's attorney with that kind of record for her office.
Arguments are being made on both sides about criminal justice reform. There seems to be a consensus about criminal justice reform that there needs to be a certain amount of it. Where are you on that?
Well, the state's attorney's office, and certainly my attitude is, the Justice Department and the justice system is always trying to improve itself. For instance, there were situations where a number of persons who were in custody during the 80s and 90s gave statements which subsequently were proven to be false based upon DNA. So what did the system do? Everybody who was arrested on a murder in Chicago and in the suburbs, from the time they're in the police station till the time they leave, their time in the police station is videotaped. So you can see essentially what is happening to them while in the police station. So there was an improvement in that situation. Obviously, in order to determine that convictions that were in the past and were appropriate, there was a conviction review unit that was started under state's attorney Devine and Anita Alvarez. And those convictions are being looked at continuously. So these are things that the system did to improve itself. And I have no problem with persons getting second chances where the kinds of felonies that bring them into the system are such that they're financial in nature or low level, and you want to basically treat them and give them assistance and the kind of support system so you don't see them as lifelong in and out criminal defendants.
If you were to be elected state's attorney in November as a Republican on the ticket, what is the first change you'd make?
Well, the first change I'd make is to go to all of the offices that state's attorney has assistance in, and that's probably numbering close to 13 or 15. And I would tell those assistants verbally that we're back in the business of prosecuting, that we're not a social service office. I would then go to all the police department, higher-ups in the city and the suburbs and tell them the same thing. We're back in the business of being prosecutors. And then I would go to the elected officials, the mayor, the chief judge, all of the people that have some play and part to play in the system, and inform them of the same thing. And the next thing I would do is make sure that there was a rackets unit formed of drug, gun, and gang prosecutors, and I would embed them in with the police departments where their gang investigators were, and we would try to root out this gang violence and murders.
I have been told that unlawful use of a weapon, UUW here, and that's basically having a gun you shouldn't have, and then aggravated unlawful use of a weapon, you're the judge, you're the attorney, you can tell me a little bit more definitively about this, that would be brandishing the weapon or using the weapon in a menacing way, right? That those two versions of that law almost never result in anybody spending a night in jail in Cook County. That doesn't seem right to me.
Well, and forgive me for sounding like I'm lecturing, because quite frankly, you're just about right on that. But I would just note that the most likely gun charges that occur in the system are the aggravated gun charge, as you indicated, a simple gun charge, and a possession of a gun by a felon. But you're right, in each of those 3 instances, a person can be put on bond on electronic monitoring, And on the situation where it's aggravated gun or felon with a gun, if you do 6 months to a year on electronic monitoring, with all of the kinds of freedoms that allows, you can come back into court, plead guilty to the minimum, a mandatory jail sentence, get credit as if you were in prison for that time, and walk out the door.
And that's essentially what happens in these cases.
I think it is. And I would note that when you've got a felon with a gun, first of all, I don't think you should get credit for being on electronic monitoring, given that nobody's really monitoring electronic monitoring.
Separate issue, but I agree with you, Judge.
So essentially, that calls for a jail sentence, and it calls for a jail sentence above the mandatory minimum. I think, you know, you can look at this, and a person with a gun that's a felon, that's the kind of dangerous person that you've got to try when they won't plead to, you know, the appropriate sentence. And she tries cases on a very small number, and she loses half the cases she tries.
Judge, thank you very much. Judge Pat O'Brien's running for Cook County State Attorney as a Republican. Thank you for your time, sir. I truly appreciate it.